Lecture 46, The Division of Europe.
The Cold War, which settled on Europe between 1945 and 1949, would lead to a division of the European continent, divided by what Churchill had called the Iron Curtain. And yet at the same time, in the aftermath of the Second World War, and in dealing with the traumas, the difficulties posed by this new ideological confrontation and military confrontation of the Cold War, Europe would take the first steps that would lay the foundations for a genuine effort at a united European economy, and ultimately, by the close of the 20th century, a unified Europe. At the end of the Second World War, much of the European continent was devastated, its major cities in ruin, its economies in tatters, its political future very much in question. But in the 1950s, the nations of Western Europe would indeed embark upon an ambitious and visionary course that aimed not only to rebuild the shattered continent and create a united Western Europe, but to lay the foundations for the possible unification of all of Europe from east to west. The political geography of Europe looked considerably different in the aftermath of the Second War. In France, the legacy of defeat and collaboration under Vichy had to be confronted. A new republican state, after a caretaker Gaullist regime, was established, the Fourth Republic, emerging on the ruins of the Third. In Italy, Mussolini was gone. And in the immediate post-war years, the Italians would vote to abolish the monarchy, and the House of Savoy would now join the House of Hohenzollern, the House of Habsburg, the House of Romanov, out of the halls of power. A new Italian republic would be established. But of all of the countries of Europe, the great question mark, of course, was Germany and the future political development of Germany. Germany was also important because of its division was indicative, indeed symbolic and reflective of the division of Europe. The Allies during the war had not intended a permanent division of Germany. But by 1948, the western zones of occupation had been merged into one zone, Bizonia it was called, with the common currency established in 1947, as we've seen. And after the Berlin blockade, any real hope for cooperation between the Allies over Germany seemed a remote possibility indeed. In May of 1949, the western zones merged and created the Federal Republic of Germany. Local government had been reestablished by the Western Allies in their zones of occupation shortly after the conclusion of hostilities. American, British, and French occupation forces were still very much in place. But by 1949, the Germans were entrusted with drafting a constitutional document which would serve as the constitution for a West German state. And in 1949, the so-called Basic Law was drafted, promulgated, and a new West German state, the Federal Republic of Germany, established with its capital at Bonn. Everything about this new German state was provisional. It was intended to be provisional. The Germans who drafted the Constitution, the Basic Law, didn't even call it a constitution. The Grundgesetz is the term in German. They self-consciously avoided the word constitution. This was to be a provisional, transitional sort of state. This Basic Law included two clauses that dealt with possible reunification of the different zones of Germany. Even the capital was a question that was raised. Where should this capital be? Was Berlin the capital? Well, could West Berlin be the capital of a united West German state? Well, obviously not, tucked away in East Germany. Frankfurt, at the geographic center of the West German zones of occupation, seemed a likely candidate. Frankfurt was the German state city most quickly rebuilt after the war, but